Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See the Podcast, Season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tour set.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yes, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is too. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, I'm so fucking proud of Park Jimin.
Or V-men are just so perfect.
Then you're in the right place. So today we are going to talk a little bit about Yagso or Promise by Jimin. Then we're going to talk about how K-pop ended 2018 with a recap of BTS's performances at the Three Gayos. And since we're also feeling a little extra mushy about V-men because they've been so loud lately.
So loud.
And because Bethany is about to move across the country. So we're going to talk a little bit about them as well.
Yeah.
But before we get into it, we have to thank you wonderful, amazing armies for being here and for supporting us. If you're a fan of this show and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about the podcast or by writing a review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or really wherever you listen. And then if you want to go above and beyond and show us some extra support.
Yeah, help us get an editor maybe.
Then you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingBTS podcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. And any type of support is super appreciated.
Completely, totally, yes. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Promise,
yeah,
first of all.
Yeah, so Promise was actually released the morning that Kayla was heading back to Kansas City. So we were together for this.
Yeah.
And we were kind of, we had heard that Jimin was going to release a song because we heard about it through Bon Voyage 3. Mm-hmm. And you and I both were like, when is he going to do it? When is he going to release it? You know, especially you. I can't imagine being a Jimin stan, like having him release his own song that he composed. So we were together when it was released. And it's just perfect. And it's so Jimin It's acoustic, it's so Jimin, which I wasn't expecting the acoustic.
No, me neither. Well, okay, I can't say that. I was.
Yeah.
You said it was.
I
like,
wasn't expecting the acoustic.
You weren't expecting the acoustic, mm-hmm. but for me, like, I felt like it was perfectly him. It totally made sense. Like, I just mm-hmm. feel like it's what, like, we've been waiting for. Like, it's like the way that he uses like that soft instrumental to allow his voice to shine is just really beautiful. So it just really seemed like his style to me. It was just really simple and beautiful. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's totally for ARMY, but it's also like for him, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. No, it's definitely for ARMY. Like when he tweeted it out, he kind of said that it was for ARMY as well. I'm also seeing that it's a response to Taeyong's 4 o'clock. I don't know how accurate that is, but he did release it a day after Taeyong's birthday.
Yeah, so a lot of people were like making that connection. And I also saw like, you know, people on Twitter talking about that too. So mm-hmm. that's kind of, I don't know, a theme. Listen to them yeah. next to each other. I don't know. Yeah.
This song is so lovely, though. I definitely get coffee shop vibes. I think you said this, too, when we were talking about it. But it's just, it makes you want to cuddle up in a blanket and, like, drink some coffee while listening to it. It's just so pretty and lovely.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, this morning, I woke up and I just listened to it, like, literally on repeat on SoundCloud. And it was just such a pleasant song to wake up to in the morning. And it's like, I mean, everything about it makes it such a good, you know, mm-hmm. coffee shop. I don't know.
Yeah.
Rainy day song almost. Like,
yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
And so he.
It's rainy here in Kansas City right now. So
it's raining in St. Louis, too. But Namjoon, he wrote the lyrics with Jimin. So they worked together to do mm-hmm. it, which is super cute because Taeyong also worked with Namjoon with the lyrics. Like, Namjoon is just amazing in helping the other members like compose their own songs because it's something they want to do.
Yeah.
But they also had Slow Rabbit and a couple other producers help him. And Taeyong, I believe Vontae did the picture that went with the SoundCloud
yes,
picture. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is just very cool the way that Jimin kind of like incorporated a bunch of people that is
yeah,
so close
like
to him.
Other members yeah. and other big hit staff. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So today we're going to cover the three or four Gaios, I guess three. Yeah. Three Gaios that have happened over like the past 2 weeks, really just the end of the year here. They've done these Gaios. And this is really the first year that you and I got into the Gaios, like we had seen them before, but we weren't really mm-hmm. just fully invested in it, trying to understand like what they all are, how long they've been around. So we kind of did some research behind the three of them.
Yeah, because we didn't really know much.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first Gaio to air is SBS Gaio Daejeon, and this airs on Christmas Day this year in 2018, and it's also known as Battle of the Bands. It's an annual television broadcast by Seoul Broadcasting Station. And it used to be an awards show, but now it is just a music festival. And it's been going on since 1997.
Yeah, so a while.
For a while. Mm-hmm. It's the youngest one, actually. The next one is KBS Gaio Daejeokji. And this is also called KBS Song Festival. It's an annual music show that airs on Korean Broadcasting Station every year since 1965. So this one is like
really old. Yeah.
I mean, it's been going on for a long time.
Since the 60s.
Yeah. So it was also an awards show at first, but it is no longer an awards show. And this year its theme was a huge fantastical party. So this one has themes every year.
Yeah. Yeah. So then the last one was MBC Gaio Daejeon, and this happened on New Year's Eve, and it's described as an end-of-the-year music show, and it's broadcasted by the Munhwa Broadcasting Corporation every year since 1966. So this has been around since the 60s, too.
Yeah.
So it started as a singing competition called 10 Singers Match, where the winner would be crowned king of 10 singers. But this stopped in 2005 after the 2004 event was boycotted, which I wonder why it was boycotted. I guess just like making their like a king singer or someone being a crowned king.
I have no idea. There wasn't really, I couldn't really find information on that. Like,
But that's interesting. So they no longer do that. Mm-hmm. So it was renamed and has been a music festival ever since. And so these three music festivals give us time to celebrate K-pop from 2018 and even prior to 2018 with some awesome performances and mini speeches slash interviews. So we are going to talk about what BTS performed and what they kind of did with some of our favorite BTS moments from the shows.
Yes. So the first one that we're going to talk about is the SBS Gayo Daejeon. So for this performance or for this festival, BTS was on last and they had a pretty extensive set list that kind of gave us like a history of BTS. Mm-hmm.
So the set list is No More Dream, Boy in Love, Dope, Fire, DNA, and Idol. And so for these performances, except for Idol, they were in these like black and gray dress suits that were kind of silver and had these hollow sparkles on them. Like Taeyong had silver sparkles. And Namjoon had like black sparkles with this black turtleneck. Oh, he looked really good. I said he's put Namjoon as a turtleneck daddy. I didn't even see that.
He he looks so fucking good in this outfit because
it's hard not to notice it.
The turtleneck is like such a tasteful turtleneck. And his suit just has just the right amount of sparkle, and his hair is like silver blue and it's just fucking amazing.
Yeah, his hair looks really great right now. He looks good with silver hair. So some of our favorite moments, we're gonna just briefly talk about each of the performances. So they were just like clips of these songs. They didn't do the full performance, so they kind of just did like the chorus and the rap verses mostly for all of them. So No More Dream was first, and Yoongi at the very beginning.
Dude, I just love how at the beginning he skips the saying "I want A" and he just doesn't say anything. Somebody else like J-Hope says "Yeah" or "Let's go" or something, and he just says "Big house, big cars, and big rings." Like he already fucking has it. He doesn't have to say "I want it" anymore. Like,
yeah, it's just very badass how he did that. Like he doesn't want it because he has it.
I really like the rap line in this song is just so powerful. And like, honestly, I'm including Jungkook in that because he raps in this little segment and I don't know why he's being really cute, but also like he's killing it. He's powerful with the other ones.
It's interesting to see him rap now because we hear him rap in No More Dream back when they debuted, but obviously, he's just grown so much since then. And so hearing him rap, it's just even more powerful than when he was younger and just stronger. And it seems more fluid to him.
Yeah, totally. Like he has more of a style. But really, the rap line just owns the song completely.
Yeah. So the next song that comes on is Boy in Love. So they transition into that. And right at the beginning, we just get such beautiful Taeyong shots right from the start of this song. And he's got this like low V-neck shirt on and he has that dangerous rose gold hair. And boy is not behaving. He's coming for us. But Boy in Love, you guys all know, Boy in Love is like one of my all-time favorite BTS songs. I just love this era. And Tae does his growly voice. Like, he's definitely gotten away from it. Like, he's just such a beautiful singer now. It's more his strong suit. So he sings more now. But whenever he goes back to these old songs, I feel he loves to bring the growl back. And he does it for us because I think he knows that we love it and it makes us suffer. Yes. So he's super growly. Like, more growly than normal, I feel like, in this song.
Than ever.
Yeah. I also have to say that Jungkook, kind of just throughout all of these performances, but really with Boy in Love, he has his like hand on his hip right at the beginning. And he just looks so cute and dorky. Like, normally, yeah. Jungkook recently has been sexy. Like, he's having more sex appeal. But for this song, he's just a total baby boy. Like, he does his little, like, eye and head roll that I've never seen him do this before. But he just looks like a total baby boy, and he's so cute.
I totally agree. And, like, really, the visuals, like, Jungkook and, like, Jin and Jimin and Taeyong, like, visuals and vocal line, they own this song. Mm-hmm. Like, Jin winks at us twice in his little shot.
Yeah, like, his one line, he winks twice at us. I'm like, boy, what are you doing?
Yes. How much do you have to do it? Like, really?
It's cute. It's cute.
It's so much. Yeah. But, like, really, it's just... I don't know what I'm saying. But they did the choreo for the song, and it's just been so long since they've performed this live. So it was really nice to see them do it again.
Yeah, just to see the choreography again. Mm-hmm. So next they performed Dope. They kind of transitioned into Dope right after Boy in Love.
Yes. Oh, my God. Like, did you hear Jimin's improvised harmony?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was... amazing. I loved it so much. Yeah. I was like, yes, Jimin.
Yeah, Jimin's vocals were very strong for all of these performances. Really, for all the Gaios, mm-hmm. his voice was really strong and super in pitch. He did a terrific job.
I feel like he had, like, something to prove.
Yeah, which is so sad. He shouldn't have to prove that. Like we all know he can sing.
Maybe that's just my feelings.
I know.
Yeah. God.
Let's not get into it. He's a good singer.
So there was also, like, loud ass fan chants during this song, like, insanely loud. Like, I was like, holy shit, like, mm-hmm. every single member's name chanted so loud. Even throughout the rest of the song, it felt like everybody was there and screaming for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, so also for this performance, J-Hope, he smiles at the camera a fair amount. And he just looks so cute. But also, there's several shots of him, like, flicking his jacket, which, why, like, that's hot. Like, he's just like, yeah. Like, what is that called? He's, like, fanning himself with his jacket.
Yeah. Like, he's just too hot. Mm-hmm. It's like, why? Yeah.
I also need to point out, while we were doing research for all of this, there was one moment where I was like, I need to write a time for this, where I'm like, you guys just need to go and look at this part because it was just too much for me. So during the choreography for Dope, like, it's kind of towards the end. We'll put the link in the description for the video where it has all of the performances back to back. But for that video in the description, at minute 5, second 22, Yoongi, oh my God, this boy. So they're in the middle of the choreography, like the main choreography during the chorus. And mm-hmm. he's off to, like, the right. Well, if you're looking at the camera, like, he's off to the left. But so during his dance, there's a camera over to the right of him. And it's, like, not right in front of him. It's not, like, in his face or anything. But he knows it's there. And in the middle of the choreography, like, they're all looking out towards the audience. And he turns his head to the right, finds the camera, deadass looks right into it and smirks. And I'm just like, did he plan this? Like, it's just so unexpected. But it really, when I was watching it, I was like, I just gasped. Did you see that part? Yeah. I don't know if you saw that part.
No, I feel like I have to go look at it. Oh my God. You never write the time.
I had to write the time. I never write the time.
Oh my God.
It's yeah.
Like, it's not like a close-up shot of him. But, like, mm-mm. it's, like, he literally is looking right at the camera just, like, out of this, like, side eye. Like, what? Yeah. And smirks. What yeah. the fuck?
Yeah, he smirks and almost kind of, like, licks his lips, too, while he's doing it.
Dude. Oh, my God.
It just, I had to write the time for it because I was just so struck.
Thank you.
Yeah. You guys should all go look at it.
Yeah, stop what you're doing and go look at it. So also the next song that came on was Fire. And at this point in the song, or at this point in the performance, I'm just thinking about how much fucking stamina BTS has, but like they will not stop dancing. Like they're dancing just as hard, if not harder. Like they are, they moved from the second stage back out to like the main stage, and it's like you can see how tired they are. Like they know they're tired, but they only continue to work harder, and like they never stop.
Yeah.
And there's no breaks. It's like what the fuck.
They just BTS, transition like, from one song to the next. Yeah tons of stamina. But even though we know they're all tired, like they don't look tired. They're so energized and they're hyping up the audience and they're hyping up each other. And Fire is just one of those songs where it's just so hype. And it's great to see, especially Soap. We see Yoongi and J-Hope a fair amount, just like right next to each other, looking at each other, hyping each other. And then like all the other BTS members are just walking around the stage, running around the stage, getting ARMY involved, getting the crowd involved. And it's just, they're such performers. I can't say it enough. As if, because being talented vocally or, you know, being able to rap or have visuals or dance, like, yeah, that's all important. But the fact that they are, like, performers, too. Like, they know how to get the crowd involved and to get the crowd hype.
Yeah,
because you can be a good singer but not be a good performer.
Right, and they are, like, they are interacting with the crowd completely, and I think that's something that is, like, one of the things that stands out the most in this performance.
Yeah,
like,
I really noticed it during Fire.
Yeah.
So then after that, we go into DNA, and again, to do the DNA choreography right after Fire, like, what? But V-Min, during this, they're like dancing together and they just look so happy. Really, V-Min, they're just being really loud like these past 2 weeks. But what's really cool about at the beginning of DNA is you can hear the fan chant like loud and clear. And when it gets to the part where it's at, where we chant BTS, J-Hope chants with ARMY BTS, like BTS. He says it into the mic and he does it twice. I'm like, like, they're just listening to the fan chant and appreciating the fan chant.
Which is just awesome. Like, because that's our way. That's like, you know, how ARMY interacts with BTS during a performance. So, for J-Hope to say it too, it's just cool. At the end of the song, they go back, like, in pairs to the back of the stage where there are doors with, like, these big circles, like, concentric circles painted on them. And they kind of stand there, and then the doors open, and the song ends with them stepping back into the doors, and they're, like, finishing the chorus, and they say, DNA, and then, like, the doors close. And then it's, like, I don't know, the lighting changes, they have, like, a costume change or whatever, and the doors open, and Idol starts playing.
Yeah. So they come out in different outfits, because they had this, like, costume change. And they're all kind of wearing, like, black or white shirts beneath these amazing, colorful, printed, big sweaters.
Everybody's sweater has, like, a different color or, like, a slightly different print or whatever. But they all are just, like, big, puffy, oversized. They look amazing.
Yeah, they look warm and cozy and just, like, the holiday spirit. Because I believe this was Christmas Day, wasn't it? Or Christmas Eve.
During this Idol performance, I just love every time they perform Idol live, and you can just hear the "You Can't Stop Me Loving Myself" part when Jimin's singing it. So I just have to point it out because it's just, he just like yells it. He just yells that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going for it. And he's, again, they're just all so energized for all of these performances. They're giving us their all. And Jimin, yeah, he's unwavering, "You Can't Stop Me Loving Myself." And it's it's more of a shout slash singing, but he's like the substance of Idol, that "You Can't Stop Me Loving Myself." He does a terrific job with it. So also, Taeyong has this obnoxious tongue slip that he does during the Idol performance. And it's right when he comes up to the front for the main part of the choreography, like during the chorus. And so when they jump in the air, he, like, his tongue comes all the way out of his mouth, like, down towards his chin. And it's just such a Taeyong facial expression, but it's just so much. Like, I've never seen him really stick his tongue out like that before. Like, we've seen tongue slips, but this was, like, different and way too sexy, way too much. We don't know how to cope.
Yeah, we've never seen like his whole tongue out like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, yeah, just a crazy, that was his mm-hmm. eyebrows were like raised too. It was a big expression, like a really fun, yeah. like mm-hmm. celebration, I don't know, expression. And then like also in this performance of Idol at the end of it, Jin was back in the middle of mm-hmm. the shot and like of the middle of the choreography to sit down. So mm-hmm. that's an yeah. interesting yeah. change back, you know?
So then lastly, we just have to mention V-Min again. This is like the start of them and their like little 2 week span of just loving on each other. But they just would not stop looking at each other and smiling when mm-hmm. like the host was talking at the end. And they just were posing for pictures and waving with, you know, their arms around each other. And they just yeah. had these sweet smiles on their faces. I mean, V-Min is just being so loud and I'm so in love and they're so perfect.
Yeah, totally. Like that was like beginning of V-Min at these music festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So next mm-hmm. was KBS Gayo Daejeukjae. And for this music festival, BTS was also on last. And for their set list, they had a ton of pre-recorded performances that were in order. So they had all of their single songs, like all of their individual songs. Mm-hmm. It was really cool.
Which we haven't seen yeah. before. They haven't done that before.
And just mm-hmm. for each of them to be able to do their individual song, I think was really cool. And I also think that that's most likely why it was pre-recorded, because it was just so much so quickly that needed mm-hmm. to transition for them to all do that. And, you know, having to use the same stage mm-hmm. or whatever. It just, I don't know, that makes the most sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got to hear Just Dance, Euphoria, Serendipity, then Love, then Singularity and Seesaw, followed by Epiphany, and then we got a short little Fake Love VCR. And after that, we got the live performance of Fake Love.
Yeah, yeah. So some of our favorite moments and thoughts for each of the performances. For Just Dance, really this was just the perfect song to start the performance because it's just so hype and fun. And they also have this as one of the first songs during the concert, the Love Yourself concert. And I think mm-hmm. for that reason, because it's just so fun and hype. But for this, we get to see J-Hope's forehead and his incredible side part.
Yes.
And
yes.
it's so sexy and powerful, but it's also charming. Like, because yeah. I think he has this kind of same style in the Idol music video at one point, and then also during Airplane, I think he has it at yeah. one point too, but really just that side part that he has, it looks so cute and charming to me.
Totally,
but also
charming.
Sexy because it's forehead.
Yes, I totally get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like at the end of this dance, he raises up on this small platform and I have this little moment where I remember that he's afraid of heights. And then I'm just like, wow, he looks amazing and he's fine. He's having a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, so that's kind of how his segment ends. Like he's raised up on this platform
mm-hmm.
and then it transitions into Euphoria and we get to see like Jungkook on stage suddenly with some backup dancers.
Mm-hmm. And his vocals are just beautiful. And it really does sound like I'm there at the concert listening to him. His live vocals are so steady. But what I really love about this too is we get to see the choreography, which I've seen the choreography in like fan cams, and I kind of saw it live at the concert. We were kind of far back for it, but getting to see this like pre-recorded performance, it was really neat to really get to appreciate the choreography for Euphoria, because it is so fitting and it matches the song so well. And Jungkook just looks so blissful when he's dancing to it.
Yeah, he really does look really blissful and like honestly angelic in his white pants and mm-hmm. like that white dress shirt, and the light denim jacket is really nice. And mm-hmm. he just does such a great job, and it's just, I don't know, yeah, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So next is Serendipity. And Jimin performs in this like deep burgundy flowy shirt that has like sparkles all over the shoulders and they kind of go down. And it's like, it looks incredible on him. Something about his performance was like his mic kept popping, or like you could hear like him breathing during it. And like, I bet that that was annoying for him. Like the mic kept popping. But like he always gave us amazing visuals, and just like with this of dance, like just like with the Euphoria fan cams, like the Serendipity fan cams are all kind of from the side. And when we saw it in concert, we were really far away. So we didn't really get like a really good camera of it. So this is a really good camera of it.
Yeah, I'm glad that they did these pre-recordings so that we could see their individual performances. I'm just saying, I don't think ARMY will ever recover from this floor choreography that he does, where he just kind of like gets on the ground and twirls around like in a push-up stance and then like goes down and thrusts the floor basically. Like we will never recover.
No, we won't.
So the next song performed was Love, and throughout this song, Namjoon throws like all these little Korean hearts during like these little short parts, and he just is so cute and dorky in himself during this. I love to see him so loose, you know, just like hopping around the stage.
Literally,
it's so like cute and dorky.
Totally. And he's also wearing like this very, to me, very casual outfit. And it reminds me of something that he would wear on a walk. Like he has like these jeans that are not super fitted, and they have like they're cuffed at the bottom and brown boots and like a button down shirt and a green jacket. Just like, it's a little bit dressier than like normal day Namjoon, you know?
Yeah. And then again, for his performance of Love, his rapping and singing, it's just, he's always been very good at pronunciating his words. But during this performance, like just hearing it live, it really did hear like we were hearing it live in concert. That's how it sounded. Like their live vocals are just phenomenal. But it's just so powerful, and it is so clear, like his enunciation, really. And I think that's why he comes off so powerful. Like you can just hear every word he says and you can't miss it.
I wonder if that's like also why they pre-recorded so that they could have like better live vocals, you know, like.
Yeah. Like really steady live vocals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause they hadn't just performed like three songs beforehand.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So next was Singularity, and I know you probably have a lot to say because, wow, but I just have to say, like, he has beautiful, beautiful visuals, and, like, his smile right at the beginning when he, like, has his hand up in the, you know.
When he's feeling himself, literally.
Yeah, like, wow, amazing.
It's just, it's torture watching it, really, because he's like turning himself on, and
it's like, what the hell?
It's torture watching it. But one of my favorite parts of the choreography that I don't think we get to see it in the music video, it's just during the live performance, it's like when he takes his arm out of that sleeve and kind of walks away from that coat hanger and he comes for us. There's like this part of the song where it's the instrumental just like boom, like just like what this little transition into the like rest of the song. He twirls his head or like rolls his head and rolls his eyes back with it. But it's just like so intense how he does it. Like his whole body caves into it. And it kills me every time I see it. But I love that part of the choreography. Mm-hmm. But what I really have to say about this performance is he's done it so many times, and he really just has it down so well. Like, his footwork looks effortless. I mean, effortless. Mm-hmm. So graceful, and he looks so bouncy and fluid. I just, in terms of him being a dancer, like, being a part of the dance line, I'm so, so proud of him.
Yeah, he just, he is really bouncy, you know, but it's, like, in a really fluid way. And
it's very fluid.
Yeah, so beautiful.
and sexy
God, it's just Taeyang.
His face,
God. So next was Seesaw. And for this performance of Seesaw, Yoongi starts right at the chorus. So we get to see this amazing, perfect choreography. And honest, and the little like choreography sequence that he went viral for, which I thought was cute. Yeah.
But the outfit that he's wearing, he's in this light pink silkish suit, and he looks so fancy and classy, and it really fits the mood of the song. And he just looks so high class, because he is. He's just too cool.
way too cool. God. And then at the end of the song, during like the hold up part, he like starts to walk back, and he like ends the song like that. And it's just, God, it's so fucking cool. Like,
Yeah. So then next we go into Epiphany. And right at the beginning, the stage, it turns into these like galaxy backgrounds behind Jin, like on the screens behind him. And Jin is sitting there at this beautiful white piano, and the lighting changes to gold for the chorus. And visually, it's just so, so stunning.
Yes. God, especially that he's just like, I'm sitting at this piano, so I'm gonna serve you amazing visuals that like with this perfect lighting that he's getting the whole time, and he's just like staring at the camera. That's another thing that they like pre-recorded, so like they don't have to necessarily feed the crowd, they're feeding the camera because that's what everyone is watching. So like we get like, it seems more like personal, like direct, you know, like
yeah I totally get that.
But anyways, his vocals are just on point as normal, and honestly just so impactful.
So soulful. So then after that we get a fake love VCR and close-up shots of all of them in the fake love places, and then ending with the final pose of fake love.
So it was like really, really short. It wasn't like, there wasn't really any more than that. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Jungkook was in the background singing fake love.
Yeah. So then we go into the like live fake love performance after that. And they come out wearing these black and white costumes and like silk and leather belts and harnesses, like those vibes.
But something that I noticed from this performance was that there were no abs, no Jungkook abs for this end of the year TV music festival. So
he's sad. He's taking a break.
He needed a break. Yeah. But what we did get, was the puppet additional like dance break from Mama, the one that we saw at Mama. And I don't know. I've seen different reactions, some saying that this is like that quote, very good camera, like petty shit, basically, because there was like really dark lighting, which on the close up shots on camera, we could see they looked cool, but like still it was really dark.
Well, we talked about this in our Mama episode. We were like, it's just so... it's just so dark. You can't see anything. And we're like, this looks really cool. Like, this is new. We've never seen this choreography before. It's like these dance breaks, but we couldn't really appreciate it because we couldn't see it. So I could totally see how this is another like very good camera moment where it's like petty shit.
But I also feel like they could be doing this again because they're already super busy right now and tired, and like it's the end of the year. So I also feel like they're allowed to perform the same choreography twice in case anybody wants to say shit about them doing it again. but like really, it was just better lighting and better camera work, you know, like,
it was.
It was cool to be able to see it again.
That Jimin slingshot where Jungkook and Taeyong are holding on to him. Like, just getting to see Jimin defying gravity like that with better lighting to fully appreciate how much, like, work must have gone into that, how much practice must have gone into that to get that as perfect as it was.
Yes. It was, I mean, and just seeing it again, like, it was awesome. Amazing. So,
yeah.
Definitely a performance to watch. So at the end stage, at the end of the music festival, we see some Veeam moments again. These are like the best ones. Like mm-hmm. the one where Taeyong has like that big bow on him mm-hmm. and all of the idols are on stage. They're like dancing and celebrating into the last song. And Veeam is just dancing so close together and they're whispering and they're talking mm-hmm. and they're like smiling, laughing, just being unbearably cute yes. and like so loud.
The way like, that Taeyong so like backs up onto like Jimin. That part, mm-hmm. and he's like kind of leaning his head back over his shoulder, like whispering yes. kind of into Jimin's ear. It's like, boys, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's like really, he's like
really loud. Really loud.
It's really loud.
I had to and spam I'm pretty you sure. on Instagram when this happened.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that every fan site got pictures of this and was like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, yeah.
We also got a moment where like, Taeyong has his hand on like Jimin's lower back.
Oh yeah.
And oh my god, they were like facing each other. It's like, what?
Yeah, and it looks like Jimin is going to cup Taeyong's face and Taeyong is like pulling him in closer and they're facing yes. each other. They're so close. Like,
way, way close. Can't get over those Veeam moments.
They're just being loud. And it was unexpected. This whole Veeam thing happening lately, everyone has been like, what is happening? This is crazy, but we
it's
love
like
it
the best. Okay, so the last Gayo is the MBC Gayo de Jaejeon, and this for this music festival BTS was on first instead of last.
Yeah, and so for this they performed the Mic Drop remix, which I wasn't expecting. I think there were some other things on Twitter where people had the set list for the performance, but I don't know if they ended up doing those songs. But I'm pretty sure Mic Drop was not on there. So when I woke up this morning, I was like, what? Mic Drop remix? I didn't know that they were going to perform that.
So they brought it back.
Yeah.
So first, the first thing that I noticed about this performance is that Hoseok was wearing two different colored shoes, a white one and a bright fucking red one. And then he was also wearing a super puffy red and black jacket. It had like these thick stripes on it. And he just looked way too cool.
Yeah.
And his fucking forehead is out.
Yes.
Like way out.
Yeah, I have not seen this much Hobi forehead since No More Dream, like the music video for No More Dream. Like his forehead is fully exposed in that. But this, I mean, we saw Hobi's forehead in other performances for Gayo, for the different Gayos, but this one, it's like his hair is almost pulled back, like slicked back just a little bit, and it's up. So it's just his whole forehead is out. And guys, I kid you not, my stomach dropped so hard when I saw this. I felt like I was getting attacked, and I really just felt the need that I had to like go poop because I get like excited shits. Well, I get like nervous poops too. But it was like, I was so excited. I was like, like he just took my breath away. He's going yeah. so hard for this performance. And really like Mic Drop, I feel like everyone kind of gets bias wrecked by Hobi during Mic Drop. Because he starts it off.
For sure. Yes. We also see Yoongi in like this shiny red trench coat. And I don't know what material it is, but it looks insanely good on him. Like, I don't know who could fucking pull this off.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He just is owning it. And look, he looks so cool. And he's wearing this headband and he has this fluffy hair.
Yeah.
It's just, ooh, it's the fucking best.
Yeah. It kind of looks like a like raincoat material, kind of. Or yeah, like rain boot
like
material.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. He just looks too cool, as always. But really, all of the members, we've got like foreheads, headbands, powerful visuals, like the black and white. They are so bad boy BTS in this. And I love it. Like, it's just, it's like the harder BTS coming for us. And
yes.
we get the dance break at the end for the remix, which is just,
oh my god,
body roll central during that dance yes. break.
this body, I will never be over this fucking dance break.
Uh-uh, like, no.
It is, need I say iconic, like it's just the best thing.
It is though.
Every time they do it, it's mm-hmm. it will never be old.
Mm-hmm.
So what I really need to talk about is the ending of this performance, because they did something that they have never done for a mic drop performance
mm-hmm.
ever. So instead of dropping the mic, Yoongi holds out a scroll and lets it unfurl. It was just, I mean, it was a surprise to all of ARMYs. It was like a shock. I saw like,
yeah, four weren't different expecting it.
Mm-hmm. Articles on it.
Really?
yeah. So on it, it says BTS, many blessings for the New Year's ARMY with a heart. And, so yeah, that was like their New Year's message to us. The last thing that they said.
Yeah. I thought that was really clever how they did that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then one last little V-min insert here. So Jimin and Taeyang were both interviewed during this, this Gaio, and they were asked what their goals for 2019 were. And Jimin said that he wanted to show a better side of himself. And Taeyang said that he wanted to come back with a great new album. And then, like, Jimin rested his head on Tae's shoulder, and it's just super cute. I can't. It's so cute.
God, no, the way that Jimin did it is like they totally planned this shit because or something, because he just like he knows the ARMY is gonna love it because he over exaggeratedly puts his head on the on Taeyang's shoulder when he does it, and it's just like the cutest thing. So then the rest of BTS just like went over to them and they did like this big jumping group hug, and it was just really sweet and really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so like excited, like they were celebrating.
Just makes me so happy to see them all together and do this like group hugs. It's just so so sweet to see them come together like that and enter into the new year. But then after all of these Gaios, BTS put out a Happy New Year Bangtan Bomb, wishing ARMY a Happy New Year and telling us their hopes for 2019.
So if you haven't seen it, you should go watch. It's so sweet. And Jimin mentions Promise. And also they wear like these cute pig hats, which are just like, they're really, really cute because like if they squeeze like the parts that hang down, then the pig ears like pop up. And they use them when they're talking.
I think that's in the new Run trailer.
They did rabbit hats like that in the new Run trailer. So in this so it's just like super, super cute. They like use it for expression. It's like way too cute.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to point out, I have to talk about this because it might be something, it might be nothing. But at the beginning of Hobi's part, he like does this little melody as his intro, and he goes ding 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 ding, and it's like it's not something that I can identify as like one of their songs, you know. So I'm thinking maybe it might be a hint to comeback.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. They do this shit all the time.
They do this shit, right?
I mean, remember when, I think it was during a GCF, like, we see Jimin and Taeyang sneak peek the choreography for Airplane Part 2. We had no idea that was coming. Jimin, like, was totally hinting at his song Promise, because at, like, the beginning of some shows, he, like, intertwined his pinkies and held it out during like their photo shoots on the red carpet. I'm like, okay, like I could totally see that Hobi would do that.
So I thought maybe comeback or maybe like a second mixtape from Hobi, but
I don't, but
who knows? I feel like that one is less likely than like comeback because I feel like they've been hinting at comeback. And
he just came out with this like, it hasn't even been a year since Hope World was released, so.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm hopeful. I'm going to post a link for the video. And it's just right at 2:45. What makes it cute and stand out is that like he raises an ear on the pig each time that he does like a little note. So
cute.
Yeah. Super cute.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that pretty much wraps up the whole episode here. So that was all of the gaios that happened towards the end of this year. We wish you all a happy new year. It's New Year's Eve when we're recording this. So happy 2019 to all of the listeners, all of the armies out there.
Yes, happy New Year's. We're excited for another 2019.
I'm ready to move. So,
God, yeah. You're like finishing packing up. You're finishing getting ready to.
I leave tomorrow.
Yeah. When this episode comes out, you'll be way on your way.
Yeah. I'll get to listen to it while I drive.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, happy New Year's, guys. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you enjoyed listening to this episode or if you enjoyed any of our previous episodes, we hope that you would leave us a rating, a review, tell people about us. And if you want to support us further, again, you can subscribe to our Patreon. You can donate on PayPal. And of course, you can find links for those in the description. And we want to hear from you. What did you think about this episode? What was your favorite part of their Gaio performances? And just let us know. We want to talk with you. You can talk with us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, or on email. And you can find links for all of our social media in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.